statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey.
Anticipation at the near coming of Jesus. Well, let's commit our time before him and let's prepare our hearts for the seed of that precious word. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us new life in Jesus. You have changed us from within. And Lord, you are doing your work with us and each of us. And you're drawing us more and more away so that we can be totally abandoned to you and to your will. Father, thank you for bringing us here today into the room. And Lord, we desire above all now that you will be glorified. For this we ask in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Well, I have a title today for our teaching, and I'll just type it up so that you can see what we're going to talk about. And that is the hidden life in Christ. The hidden life in Christ. And I want to look at this from the book of Colossians, the book of Colossians. And we're going to look at chapter 3. And we're going to hone into verse 3 primarily. That is Colossians chapter 3 and verse 3. Although I'm going to read a few verses to lead into this, but that's the verse we're going to look at today. And verse 2, it says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Now, it's interesting that we read in verse 2 that we are to set our hearts or our affections on things above. Now, sometimes the Holy Spirit looks to see if we're willing to obey him and to do it his way. And we might find that we struggle for a while trying to keep our hearts, our affections on him, those things that are above. But you see, when we often take the first step, then God does. And in that first step of faith, God always blesses. And he empowers. He makes it possible for the impossible to happen. And the reason I say that is because where it says to set your heart and affections on things above, that can't be done in the natural. But we're not a people who walk in the natural. We are of the supernatural. And he says that it is possible, and he wouldn't put it there, if we can set our minds, our hearts, on things above and not on the things of the earth. Again, we always get this clear indication that the things of the earth, the love of this world, is enmity to God. And the reason being is because God will one day finally judge the world and everything that is in it. So he says clearly that we're to set our affection on these things. And often he sometimes tests us in this as to where our heart and affections are. And those tests sometimes are more than we think. We only have to look back, say, over a week or 2 weeks to find out where our affections, where our hearts have been over the last few weeks. It doesn't take long to work these things out. What has occupied our time and our energy? Yes, sometimes we are called to do those dutiful things. Yes, those things at home, and we've got families and whatever. But at the end of the day, where really is our heart? And so we can look at all of this in the light of Scripture, because this isn't rocket science to work out. And there are three important principles to learn and understand in this. For example, in verse 3, he says, "For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." So the first is, you are dead. Secondly, you're hidden with Christ in God. And thirdly, we've died. That is, in him. And so, like all things, we have to experience the new birth in order to experience what the apostle is saying here to us. For example, in Romans chapter 6 and verses 20 to 23, Romans chapter 6, verse 20 to 23, it says here, "For when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness." So in other words, you were simply free to choose what to do in your sin. But he goes on in verse 21, "What fruit did you have then in the things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now, having been set free from sin and having become slaves of God, you have put your fruit to holiness, and the end, everlasting life." Notice, you've done it. You've taken the initiative. You've chosen to do that. And like God, always in his faithfulness, he will meet us as well to empower us, to enable that to happen. These things can never happen in our own strength, our own ability, our own intellect. It is always the power of God. That is why it's not by might nor by power. It's by the Spirit of the living God. And so, in light of Romans 6, what we've just read, the Holy Spirit should confirm to us our hidden life that we have in Christ. Because that's what we're calling this teaching today, the hidden life in Christ. You see, the Apostle Paul often appeals to this because of our security that we have in Almighty God. You see, it's dangerous when we try to live our lives without experiencing this security that is hid in Christ Jesus. We notice our security, the workings of God in our life are not for the world to see. They are not for your family to see. Even the closest, maybe your husband or wife, they cannot see the hidden works of Christ working in your life. In time, they will see the fruit of that work, but the actual workings of God in your life and my life is hidden from the world. Why? Because it's between you and God. It's sacred. It's hidden. Have you ever thought that if the world could see what Christ is doing in us and through us, why they would laugh, they would jeer, they would see it completely wrong, they would misinterpret it, they wouldn't understand the work that Christ is doing in you and me? We know that because sometimes they can't understand why it is that we don't go to the arm of the flesh. Why it is that we face our trials until we come through and not look for an alternative. They're just some of the things that God does with us and through us. But the world out there doesn't understand it. And that is why it's hidden. And that's why it is a hidden life in Christ. And many, many times the Apostle Paul appeals to this in his writings. And it's dangerous to try and live our lives without experiencing the security of this hidden life that we have in Christ. That is why he doesn't want us always running to man. He doesn't want us trying to find the answers through going to somebody else always. Because it's about the hidden life that we have in Christ, who has given us the Holy Spirit, who will teach us and lead us and guide us. We don't need to go running and find elsewhere what God is saying. We have so many in churches today who are running to other people or to pastors or ministers to find out what God is saying or saying to them. And the reason being is because they're not experiencing the hidden life that is to be found in Christ. And they very often can come unstuck because the enemy will use that and give them false messages, false directions, false hope. Oh, people may be sincere and may mean well, but it's not of the Spirit. You see, all of this that I'm speaking about depends on heeding God's warning and walking in the light that he has given us. It is so essential that we learn more and more to walk in the light as he is light. And of course, we know this well in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses from all sin. It is our endeavour to walk in the light as he is in the light. And sometimes we have to ask for this. We have to ask for this walk, to continue to walk in the light as he is in the light. As you get lost, you can't see. You're blind. And you certainly will not know that hidden life that is to be found in Christ Jesus. So when we yield to the Spirit in this, we then find we begin to mature, to grow in the Spirit. We begin to progress. We begin to move forward. We find those plateaus where we go on to one and simply find another one and another one. This is the nature of the deeper life. It's as we walk in the light, as he is light, so that we have fellowship with him, fellowship with each other, because we are drawing from him. We know where we're going. The light that is in our lives is shining up and showing the direction, showing the way, revealing our path, what God is saying. It's not that complicated. Sin, rebellion, complicates it. It says in Psalm 18 and verse 36, you enlarge my path under me, so my feet do not slip. And that's what he does. That's what the light of the Spirit of God does. It enlarges our path. He wants to show more and more to us as we experience this hidden life that is to be found in Christ. You cannot find this hidden life out in the world, being busy, being caught up, this lack of consecration. You can't find it, and don't even attempt it. It's as we walk in that light that he gives to us. And you may raise a question, well, what exactly is that light? Well, we believe he's showing us some of that light, his light, even tonight in this room. As he speaks to us, he's showing us his light. And as we respond to that light and walk in that light, so as we've just read in Psalm 18, he broadens the way. The hidden life that you have in God is building that confidence in you so that you cannot be swayed. You cannot be deceived. However the enemy comes trying to show you a different path, you know that isn't the right path, because you are walking on that path. Because you are in the light as he is light. As I say so often, this isn't as hard as we think. We make it hard. When we no longer want to go deeper with God, or we find that we're wrestling with him, we're having problems with his will. Well, we've already read to you back in Colossians, for you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. You have to die. And Calvary, the cross, is that death to us. That is why the cross is central to the gospel and salvation. So that our old life is finished. It is a new life now in Jesus Christ. And that is the whole object of all of this. And so that new life that we have in him enables us to be hidden in Christ Jesus. And so it shouldn't be a burden, it shouldn't be a fight when it says here that you've died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. If that's truly happened to you, there shouldn't be always this fighting and arguing and having problems with the will of God. Because Christ, who is our life, when he appears, we also shall appear with him in glory, as he says here in the scriptures. You know, as I was preparing this and thinking upon this, it certainly occurred to me that we have to see Jesus much, much more in our everyday life and experience. And that is for the asking. And to experience much more of Christ every day in our life is that walking in the light, as he is the light, shining our way, our pathway. So as we walk in that light and we see more of him, so we experience more of him every day in our life. And that experience is very important because that is what encourages us. That is what helps us when we're so bombarded with the negative, with the bad news, and the sin that is around us. That hidden life that we have in Christ is absolutely paramount in experiencing more of him every day. And you know, as you experience more of him every day, you will find you will not doubt him. You won't be plagued with that unbelief or that confusion. And that is why it's so important. That is so important for our faith in believing. Because our faith is inspired, stimulated by experiencing Jesus more and more in our everyday life and experience. That is what our faith is crying out for. Many, many times when we find ourselves, Lord, why is it I'm not believing as I should be? Or why was it when I prayed nothing happened? And we can get frustrated by this and depressed and down. Here's the problem. I'm not experiencing him as I should in my everyday life and experiences. Because if you are, you won't doubt him. You won't be plagued with this unbelief. You see, when you're in personal contact with the Lord, it's what it says in John 14 and verse 27. In John 14 and verse 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. That is paramount for our belief, our faith, our walking in relationship with the Lord. That is what will sustain us in this last lap of this race that we're in. Peace I leave with you. When you speak of God's peace, you are speaking of his presence. His presence, his life with you 24/7. That is what Jesus promised, that he would give through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And if we experience that peace that he gives to us, there's no doubting, there's no questioning. The enemy may try and attack, but it'd be like water on a duck's back. And this is personal contact with him. John 14:27. And it's impossible to doubt when he is there in your midst, because that's what it is. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever he calls you to do in obedience, he is in the midst of you. His presence is with you. His voice is with you. His power is with you. You have all of him. Not just part of him. All of him ministered to you in and through the Holy Spirit. I believe that's what he's ultimately bringing us to. I can only speak to FGA, but the remnant that he has in the last days. And that is why your life is hidden in Christ. Because the world doesn't share that. That is personally given to you between God and you. The world would never understand this unless God touches their life and they become a new creation. How can they know? You try and share this with the world and they're like swine trampling those pearls under their feet. And that's why we don't do it. But John 14:27, you have that in your life and it's impossible to doubt him. And that's why it's all about your life being hidden in Christ Jesus. And that's how we are to walk each day, brothers and sisters. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to excuse for this. You don't have to explain it. Let the Spirit of God who is in you explain whatever needs to be said in God's way and time. Whatever is lacking, God has you to fill it up in the way and time that he sees fit. You don't have to try and put it right. You don't have to try and explain always what God is saying or doing or whatever it is. Your life will do that because you are hidden in Christ Jesus. This is how Jesus walked. This is why Jesus didn't always explain himself. He didn't have to justify himself. Sometimes he walked away from a situation that you wouldn't do in the natural. Because God has always got a greater and bigger plan. Because his ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts, as we know so well. So that is why we've said here in Colossians 3, as I bring this to a close now, where he says, set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Wherever he is, there you will be, until finally you are with him in glory. That should be our heart's desire, brothers and sisters. Wherever he is, there am I also. I want to be where the Lord is. wherever his presence is, there am I also. Because we don't want to live apart. We're one with him, as we're one with each other. And nothing separates that unity, that oneness that we have in Jesus Christ. Well, there we are, the hidden life in Christ. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for our gathering today. Thank you for speaking to us, encouraging us. And Lord, as we face the new year, Father, may your presence, your spirit, be with us in our going out and our coming in. May our lives always be hidden in Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank you for this. And Lord, I pray that you'll bless my brothers and sisters as they face the new year. I pray your protection, your mercy, your grace upon them. You will lead and guide them. You will be with them when they go out and when they come in. And they will always experience and know the covering of the blood of Jesus. For this we ask now, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Up my eyes to the hills, from whence does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you not slumber. Oh, neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord, he is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun will not smite you by day, nor the moon